Coming up on September 23rd, now I know it's a little more than a month and a half away, almost 2 months away, is the Florence Festival of Books. And here to talk about that today with me is Judy Flegel. How are you doing, Judy?
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
So you were telling me before we started, this is the 12th anniversary?
Exactly.
And you became an author the same year that the first one went on.
That's right.
What got you into writing? I mean,
A person in town named Dick Smith.
Okay.
He was very interested in the bridges, did a program about the bridges.
I remember, yeah.
And a PowerPoint program. And then he asked me to put his research into a book. And I put him off for a couple of years, but finally he cornered me at the museum when I was on duty there as a docent. And I ended up saying yes. And it was another year or two before I got started. But once I got started, I spent a year working all day, every day, cussing him every minute. And I ended up finishing the book, and it's the book I am most proud of. It's in the research section of the Knight Library at the University of Oregon.
Wow.
And because of that book, I've written five more books since, which I would not have done if I had not written that one. So while I was, you know, cussing Dick that whole year, I also ended up thanking him over and over and over again over the next many years.
So that, you know, makes me think about when the Florence Festival of Books comes, you're going to want writers and publishers and all that to participate in this, to come be a vendor, to come share their books with people. Talk a little bit about, you know, getting those authors in, getting those authors to get excited about sharing their stories.
We don't usually have any trouble getting authors because our festival is known as one of the best book fairs in the state. But the word needs to get out to them now because we are now open to accepting applications to participate in the festival. And they need to get them in soon because usually by the end of July, we're filled up. So I'm putting out the word that, you know, if you want to participate, now is the time to get your application in. And it's if you have a book, an e-book, print book that's been published, then you are eligible to be there. You can have one book, 10 books, 20 books, doesn't matter. You can be a young person. In fact, for young people under the age of 18, we provide a free table. And we've only had a couple take advantage of that over the years, but it's that offer is still there. And let's see, what else? We always have a vast array of genre, you know, from children's books to memoir to fantasy to fiction, nonfiction, romance, you name it, we've got it. And what's unusual about our book fair is we have not only authors, but we have publishers. Not nearly as many, of course. We have, you know, probably 50, 60 some authors and maybe 5, 6, 7 publishers. But sometimes what happens is a person pitches their idea 1 year and the next year they're there with their book. I've seen that happen more than once.
Kind of gets them motivated when they actually talk to a publisher, and then the publisher, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea, mm-hmm, and then the mm-hmm, authors goes, oh, you know, maybe I ought to go home and finish.
Yeah, and what an opportunity! I mean, where else can you go and talk to a publisher in person? And you know, you don't have to pay to go there, right, to see or make an appointment with the publisher. They're just there.
Pitch them your idea.
You can pitch your idea, and they can tell you whether it's something they'd be interested in, or whether it's not, or maybe what different publisher. And sometimes we have, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 different publishers. So then there's options. You don't have. They're just not just the one. So anyway, I think it's just a fabulous opportunity. Of course, I'm prejudiced. I helped found this book festival, and so I think it's terrific.
All right, before we get on to some other things, how can an author get registered or get signed up?
Ah, go to the web. Good question. Go to the website and type in www.florencefestivalofbooks.com.
It's all one word.
Yes. www.florencefestivalofbooks.com.
And there'll be links there and pages you can click on to get
It'll
registered.
It'll say something about exhibitor button, exhibitor information, vendor information, that kind of thing. And it's easy. It's a brand new application, brand new website. So it's very easy to navigate. I signed up and the only hard part was writing my bio. and in the past, we've limited that to 40 words. This year, it's up to 70. I felt like I was writing a novel.
So talk about some of the things that are going to be different or new this year.
We will open the doors at 10 for the public to come in. And we will, last year was the first year that we went to one day instead of 2 days. And it went over pretty well. So we decided to go ahead and stick with one day again this year. And last year we had the panel discussion early, and because it was so early, we didn't have very many people there. So we're going to have the panel discussion at, I think, around 11, either 11 or 11:30, sometime around that point. And then what's new this year are we're going to have some workshops. We're going to have at least two, and they'll be in the afternoon and last for probably the better part of an hour. And our own Ned Hixon will be teaching one of them. And let's see. Oh, yeah. I have to mention this. From 4:30 to 5:30 will be the keynote speaker. And this year, the keynote speaker is going to be none other than me. Judy Flegel. So that's that. I was very surprised when I was asked. I was sort of speechless. And when I finally said, "Well, I've really never had any trouble speaking or talking," and the person running the meeting at that moment said, "Well, I'll take that as a yes."
There you go.
So anyway, we will have workshops that are new. Everything will be in one day. We're going to move the panel discussion to the middle of the day, so more people will be able to attend.
Now, how many writers can you hold, or how many are you looking forward to putting in this year?
Well, in the past, we've used the whole, all five sections of the exhibit area at the event center. This year, we're only going to use four of those, and one of those sections will be used for the panel discussion and the keynote speaker and the workshops. So we won't have as much room as we've had in the past, but we will have, I think, 48 tables, and some of those tables will have two authors and some will have one. So I would expect somewhere in the range of about 60 to 65 authors and publishers combined.
That's a pretty good amount of people there.
In the past, we have had as many as 85 to 90.
Pre-COVID, obviously.
Pre-COVID. Yeah. Very much so.
Well, you would think that with COVID, there would have been a whole lot more writers getting published.
Well, I in some genre, yes. Yeah. People went to fiction, for sure.
Yeah.
But see, some of my books have to do with travel, and that was pretty much down there for a while.
That would kind of hurt that genre for sure.
Right.
All right. And so, again, it's on the 23rd of September. Anything else we need to know?
I think, again, if you are a writer who is thinking about coming, I would get your application in now. And if you are planning on coming, mark your calendar. September 23rd. It's one of the best book fairs in the state. We'll have wonderful food for people to eat there. We'll have and lots of people to guide you. And for the participants, the authors that come, we always have young people that will help you unload your car and then, excuse me, load it back up again when it's time to go. So it's a wonderful experience, and I hope you can be there. Thank you.
Now, is this a free event? Or is there a charge?
I think this year, for the first time, we're going to have a $2 charge.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's good to know.
For the first time.
Judy, thank you so much for stopping in.
Well, thank you.
And again, remember, it's September 23rd. It's the Florence Festival of Books. Join us again next month for another edition of Our Town.